Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senator Elizabeth Warren and Governor Charlie Baker both face re-election next year. A new WBUR poll this week finds Baker's support is taking some unusual shapes, while Warren's contest is looking a bit more conventional. Analyst and pollster Steve Cazella looks at what that could mean for both of them.
Republican Governor Charlie Baker is no stranger to popularity or to bipartisanship. But the numbers in the new WBUR poll are unique even for him. In the survey of Republican-leaning towns in central Massachusetts, Baker is viewed more favorably by registered Democrats than by members of his own party. Among Democrats in the region, 71% see Baker favorably. That's compared to 65% of Republicans. And on the flip side, the percent who see him unfavorably is lower among Democrats. These days, nearly every issue and every political leader is viewed through a partisan lens. Members of each party view the other side with suspicion and even hostility. So a governor popular with members of both parties is unusual, to say the least. One who is as strong or stronger with the other party is even more rare. Baker has studiously avoided all-out partisan warfare on any front, either with President Donald Trump's administration or with Democratic leaders in the state. It helps explain why Baker has been among the most popular governors in America since his 2014 election. But it may not offer a safe path to re-election. Democratic leaders have so far focused on finding areas of agreement with Baker. And when they do disagree, it's without the ugly partisanship on display across most of the country in recent years. But with re-election looming, this could well change. As Democratic leaders prepare for a contested primary and eventually line up behind their own party's nominee, their critiques of Baker will likely sharpen and grow more frequent. The challenge for Baker is holding on to enough Democratic voters to win, even as the environment grows more partisan. On the Senate side, Elizabeth Warren's numbers show a more conventional party split, a very familiar dynamic to her political team. Unlike Baker, she's never had much bipartisan appeal among Massachusetts voters and has spent the months since Trump's election as one of his most vocal critics. In a close contest, she will likely pull support from her own partisans and independents with little crossover support. She's shown no inclination toward Baker's brand of bipartisanship. These two leaders of their respective parties are taking very different paths to re-election. Both are looking strong right now, but their strategies could not be more different.
Analyst Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group.